Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Now, once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Lots of great feedback from you. Thank you so much. I will pass along this great feedback to my 11-year-old son, who joined us to break down the Minecraft versions of the schedule releases. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mike says that was great. Max killed it. Loved every minute. Soman, how about this one? Love you, Sal, but it's over. Max is taking over. What a great job he did on the show. Kevin did an awesome job. Great breakdown. Bro from Below says Max killed it, and Chris says great job, so I'll pass those along. Thank you. I do want to apologize for anybody driving who could not see it, what we were talking about. Hopefully you can go back and watch these. Maybe you can replay it on your stream or something. Go to the app, replay the segment, watch it during the breakdown. Kind of do like, you know what you do at a Bills game? You kind of go back, you rewatch the game a little bit, you see the things you didn't see. Maybe if you were, you know, in that situation where you couldn't actually watch it with us, and you hadn't seen any of it, you can now go back and do that. So if you were driving or you were bumping around and couldn't see it, my apologies, but you can go back and check that out. And thank you very much to Max for doing that. All right, so Tom Pelissero tweeted out a little while ago, the NFL, the owners, are going to discuss a resolution at next week's league meetings that are going to allow NFL players to participate in the Olympics, which will include flag football for the first time in 2028. Assuming it passes, he says, scheduling conflicts with the Olympics should be relatively minimal. The games are scheduled to be held in L.A., which I'm sure this is part of the reason it helps, from July 14th through 30th, putting the gold medal game the same week as teams report to training camp. Now, what's also interesting in this, all right, here is the resolution, he actually writes, which permit no more than one player from each NFL team to participate in the 2028 Olympics, plus each team's designated international player. How about that? So here's the resolution. I'm reading it. It says, whereas the membership is committed to supporting the growth, participation in flag football, support such growth, the management council is authorized to negotiate appropriate arrangements with the NFLPA and the NFL. It says, permitting players under contract to try out for a flag football team, limiting NFL player participation to no more than one NFL player of the roster of each club, providing appropriate injury protection, salary cap credit for any player who is injured while participating. And there's a few more things here. So this is interesting. Flag football, NFL. We've seen what's been happening with the NHL, the Olympics, the Four Nations tournament that went on, Four Nations face-off, all of this. I think at some point, right? Like, it's accepted now that all these pro sports and these athletes who are, you know, once we start adding these sports and having such a wider net, you're going to get a lot more of these types of situations, which here in this case is flag football and NFL players. As flag football grows, as women's flag football grows, everything around it, that's what we're seeing now. So if you want to check that out, the story is Tom Pelissero. You can go check out his tweets. I think Ian Rappaport and a few of the others were tweeting about it as well. Check that out. All right. Last night in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs looked terrible. Mitch Marner looked terrible. I don't know if you saw a breakdown. There was a breakdown. Was it Sean Avery maybe who did it? I think I saw it early this morning. And they were like really hammering Mitch Marner for his play last night. There was like one play where he was back checking and then kind of was lazy, had a real lazy pass that got intercepted. And this has been kind of the book on Marner now, right? And I know a lot of people here in Buffalo are hoping, hey, guy gets to be a free agent. He's a big Bills fan, bring him to Buffalo. I'm not opposed to that because, hey, if you can get to the playoffs and do that, I'll worry about how he plays in the playoffs and closeout games when it gets to that. I'm still all aboard. If you get a guy like Mitch Marner, why wouldn't you add him to your team? I think he's a fantastic player, no doubt. But he's getting hammered a little bit here now, Mitch Marner. And I just saw something else a little while ago. I know there's just been, it's just kind of been the topic, right? He's the guy. He's the guy that everybody's kind of talking about now and, you know, putting up a little bit of, okay, you know, hasn't done enough. And I get it. Maple Leafs did tweet out Oh, this is funny. So last night, if you go to their Twitter, they didn't even tweet out the score. It just says final. It says game six on Friday. So there you go. For Florida, though, this is a team that when you got to the playoffs, you knew and you said, defending cup champs, they have the pedigree, you know they're going to be there. When the Leafs won their first two games, I was thinking, okay, this might go different this time. This is a different Leafs team. They're comfortable playing in close games. They're getting some goaltending. They're playing defense. That didn't happen last night. They gave up six goals last night, and they've lost three in a row now. Now they have to go to Florida. Look, I think the Leafs can win in Florida. I don't know. I would not pick them right now to win in Florida, the way this series is going. The Leafs can win in Florida, though. And if they do, they go back to Toronto for Game 7. And then it's, okay, everything is kind of, you know, back on the table for them. So we'll see where it goes. In the other series last night that ended, I actually couldn't sleep last night. I got up and watched overtime. So I went to bed last night. It was in the maybe second period. Kind of was off and on, dozing. Every time I woke up every once in a while going, man, I just can't sleep. And then I checked my score, and there was 2 minutes left in regulation. So I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna watch the game. I went downstairs, turned on Edmonton, Vegas. I don't know how much of this game you watched, Josh, but I didn't see it all. But I know the score is 0-0, but the announcers were talking like both goalies were unbelievable in this game.
I didn't get to see too much of the game, but I did see the final goal, and it is a tough yes. look from Aiden Hill.
Like, yeah, that I know. Yeah, like you're that. Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a bad moment, right? It's a bad moment for Vegas. A great moment for Edmonton. Bad moment for Vegas. Kasperi Kapanen, by the way, who was picked up off waivers, I believe, a few months ago by the Oilers. He gets the winner, 7-19 of overtime. It was a good overtime. It was a 2-on-1. I think they had 2 2-on-1s, actually, Edmonton. They got stopped on. But apparently, both goalies played great, and then the winning goal came down to maybe, okay, you got to play better than that in front of him and him particularly. I'm going to say this about the Oilers, though. For everything I just said about the way that the Leafs were playing this year and being comfortable in these closer games and winning these lower-scoring games, that's kind of been the Oilers, actually, to be quite honest with you lately. The Oilers are now going to the conference finals. I know it's going to be tough no matter who they play. Dallas and Winnipeg, and it looks like Dallas right now, they're up 3-1. The Oilers are sneaky here, not because they're already a team you would think about because they have all that firepower. I think they've kind of, believe it or not, even when you have McDavid and Draisaitl, I think they've kind of gone under the radar here in the West a little bit. They did not have a good first round against the Kings. They the first two games they lost, they were on the brink. They came back, and since then, they've been a machine, to be quite honest with you. I think the Oilers... You want to talk about the cup going back to a Canadian city? Hasn't been there since 1993 in Montreal. I know Toronto was kind of like the hot pick for that. I think it might be Edmonton. Even Winnipeg, President's Trophy? No. I think it's Edmonton. Edmonton looks great right now. And I think that they're in line to maybe take this thing home. But we'll see. They got there last year. They lost to the Panthers. Could we see a Stanley Cup rematch? We'll see about that as well. NBA last night as well. Minnesota Timberwolves, they close out the series against the Golden State Warriors, who without Steph Curry. And then, of course, the Celtics. I mean, of course, they lose. They lose Tatum. And they come home and just blow out the Knicks, right, after the way they looked. Sports. That's sports. Who said that last night? Somebody said that, sports. Who, it was a coach of one. It was Berube. Berube goes, they're like, what happened? He's like, sports happened, basically. Like, that's what happens in sports. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Thursday here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, good to be along with you.